Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio on a Friday afternoon heading into a holiday weekend. We better talk about the outdoors. North Dakota Game and Fish Department outreach biologist Doug Lear, happy Memorial Day weekend launch.
Yeah, indeed. It's the start of summer, and I guess I usually try to take a better snap. I haven't taken my snapshot of summer just quite yet, but you taught me a number of years back. You've taught me a lot of stuff, and maybe you didn't even intend to. But there was a time, it was probably like 3 years ago, and when you take the sandwich of summer with Memorial Day, the 4th of July, and then Labor Day, and you make that sandwich, and the bigger the sandwich, the better. And when you start off summer with an early Memorial Day, and then if you can slide into it, I didn't even look to see what day of the week the 4th of July lands on, but you taught me, like, if you make that sandwich with the big start on the opener of Memorial Day weekend, you sandwich the 4th of July so that holiday lines up with like a Thursday or a Friday or Monday, so you get that full weekend feel.
Yeah.
And then the end of the sandwich, the other piece of bread on the sandwich, is a late Labor Day. That's like the ultimate Midwest, North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota summer. Because you think about how short mentally summer is.
Oh, my
is.
Goodness. You know, I think a lot of people haven't considered that your Memorial Day is early.
It's early this year.
Labor Day is late.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like the 5th of 7th of September.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes, sometimes we think overthink things. But, you know, when you think about how Memorial Day lands, how Labor Day is, you know, schedules into that, is like sometimes you can have a Memorial Day that isn't till like the 30th,
right,
or the 29th,
yep,
or a Labor Day that might even be like the weekend starts on August 29th or 30th with like a September 1st, yeah, Labor Day,
like it was last year.
Yeah, right.
So well, this year Thanksgiving's on Thursday and right. Memorial Day is on a Monday,
yep, and Easter is going to be on a Sunday, if I'm not mistaken.
It was. And the 4th of July is on a Saturday.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is party. 2020 was bad up until now, huh?
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, you can forget about COVID. You know, China's in the rearview mirror. The flooded and the washed out roads of central North Dakota last year. I was thinking about this in part of your farm tour that's been mentally taking place for me for like the last couple of weeks. And you spent some time this week down in Kansas and Missouri. And I was thinking in my mind, if I remember right, last year, were you driving down through there? And I remember you coming back with all the flooded roads and the massive destruction that had taken place by the Missouri a year ago that we wanted to forget about.
That was in November when we went down to Kansas City for the Farm Broadcasting Gathering.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the bombogenesis in late March, and then it rained and snowed, and and the water was still standing in November. I-29 was closed all summer. I think they just opened it in late mid-October, and it was not a desert wasteland.
Yeah.
It was an ocean down there, a wasteland. I mean, it was just, and I don't know if they're farming it this year.
Gosh, I mean, so there's a lot of stuff to forget.
Yeah.
And when we try to find that silver lining and try to find something positive to focus on, when it comes to the summer of 2020, and for a lot of people, you know, you've got your fishing openers that are kickoffs to summer, but for a lot of people, for the lakes and for camping and for fishing, the true summer kickoff is Memorial Day weekend. And this is like, you know, they moved up the opening, the kickoff. They moved it up by an hour, or they're going to start the baseball game a little bit earlier instead of at night. So this is a great way to start off summer, Mick.
Man, and you have really hit the nail on the head. You put everybody in great spirits. If it just wasn't raining every now and then through the weekend, it would be perfect. But I think the best case scenario is the better than expected forecast. I think the wet this weekend will be widely scattered. There'll still be some lightning, still be some issues out there, but all in all, a fine weekend. Early summer is starting. Life is good.
And that's one of the things I think that, you know, a lot of people, if you've lived in the Midwest or grown up in the Midwest, is, I mean, you just know on Memorial Day weekend or a 4th of July or Labor Day, you know, you've got 4 days, and to really, you know, expect four perfect days is a little bit of outside the realm of of reality. But at the same point, at least that you're saying is that it's not going to be just a complete washout and just wish that this weekend was over kind of a weekend.
Correct. And Monday is going to be good for those who will go to the cemetery. I know most of the organized services are canceled. I know in my cemetery out around McLeod, the VFW is still going to do their thing, and you know, salute to them for that.
Yeah.
And everybody's asked to maybe stand by their family plot or something and social distance. So, you know, there'll be a lot of normal things this weekend. We're starting to get back to normal.
Yeah, and we are from an outdoors side of things as well. There's a lot of the campgrounds that are opening up. A lot of the fish cleaning stations are opening up. And the message that we want to try to continuously put out there is the fact that, yes, we are, you know, maybe taking a two-step forward or a little bit of a waltz, like a step and a half in the right direction. But also, we don't want people to show up and go, oh man, these fish cleaning stations are closed. The bathroom facilities are closed. I mean, you know, the reality of it is when you travel a few hours and you have to use the bathroom, you have to use the bathroom. So
yep.
if that's what your expectation is, the best advice that we can give, you know, from literally from Williston to Watertown and everywhere in between, is that, you know, from Pembina to Pier, is that you really need to check ahead. The good news is, across the board, for the most part, the outdoors is open. It's just like everything else. The open is a little bit of a different type of an open that we had in the different. I should also, I should make sure and mention, because sometimes I start talking and forget, is that there is a spot that did close down. And for a lot of our friends, you may live and listen in the Devil's Lake area, or it might be, hey, that's where we're going, is due to road construction on Highway 2 at Channel A, and that's a real hot spot for fishing in the springtime of the year. Actually, on Thursday, working with North Dakota DOT, we closed down both the on-water and the shore fishing, kind of in that Highway 2 down towards Devil to the actual lake area. So that has been shut down indefinitely. The road construction and the bottleneck just created an unsafe situation, not necessarily a COVID thing,
right,
but just a fishing vehicle safety issue. And we would rather make sure that everybody stays safe versus you know, the alternative. So that is one spot that had been open. It's a little bit of a little different story on Channel A in the Devil's Lake area. It had been open, and now it is closed, and that's indefinitely. We'll keep you up to date on that as well, Mick.
Well, last year, the road construction was in the city of Devil's Lake, and now it's moved west a ways. So you cannot fish on Channel A?
Right.
Wow.
From that Highway 2 Cooley area on Channel A down to the lake. And as you mentioned, the road construction, I believe it goes all the way out to Church's Ferry now is where it's at this year. And it just goes back to show, you know, really, across the area, from Dickinson to Devil's Lake and everywhere in between, just check ahead.
Okay.
But, you know, in this day and age, you're probably going to take a friend with you. And while you're driving out, if you think about it, you know, tap on your phone and tap your destination and maybe make a phone call, check ahead, call a gas station, call a bait shop, call a campground or a state park. And those people on the ground, it's kind of like an extension agent. You know, we can sit here and think about stuff, but you go to that extension agent in Napoleon. They know what's happening on the ground in their backyard. When you want to know what's going on, you just call up Sheldon and he'll tell you what's going on in Napoleon.
Yeah, Gerhardt knows all.
Yeah,
they love him out there for sure. So yeah, and Thursday this week, the big news nationally were national parks are opening,
right,
with protocol. And so the state parks are opening, you know, going fishing, going outdoors. It's always been a good thing to do.
Yeah, you know, And actually, probably now more than ever is that you really can, the best thing that you can do for your own mind and for your own soul and for your own lungs is to get outside and to breathe that fresh air. I mean, I'm not drinking hydrochloric acid or anything like that, but I'm telling you that vitamin D is free, and you get outdoors, and especially when you live in the Midwest, even in the wintertime, when things warm up and the sun comes out, even if it's just going out for a walk early on in the morning or at sunset at night, is going out for a walk. I mean, we've had a couple of mosquitoes that we've heard about, but moving forward from spring into summer, those days with sunshine and warmth and a little bit of a breeze and no mosquitoes, those become a little bit fewer and far between. So if you're not a fan of putting on the mosquito spray, get out for an early morning walk or a late evening kind of walk, and it's going to be good for you.
There have been a few mosquito sightings, but far as swatting and not being able to step out or even walk through the grass across the farmstead or walk across the ditch, that's not a problem yet.
As you say in the radio world, still to come.
Yeah, right.
Mosquitoes are still to come, Mick.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
But quickly, we only spend about a minute on this. Mountain lion sighting in South Fargo.
Yeah, you know, and
maybe.
Right. And that's something we'll talk a little bit more about, but I appreciate you bringing it up so we don't forget about it. But it was on Sunday evening that there was a mountain lion reported in a park in an urban area, a rural park in an urban area. And we have a lot more of those now, from Pierre to Bismarck, really all from Minot to Grand Forks. Is we've done a good job of creating wild places in urban areas, but that doesn't just mean that it's going to be a wild place. There's going to be wild animals, whether it's deer or turkeys or coyotes. So some of those wild animals start to make themselves at home in those urban parks with a rural feel. And there's a give and take with that. So it's something I want to talk a little bit more about if we can, Mick.
All right, let's do that after the break here. We are going to discover that. We'll talk about... what do we got? Fishing?
We definitely got some fishing. Turkey hunting has wrapped up, but we got some other seasons coming your way, Mick.
Super. All righty. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist, on a Friday afternoon of Memorial Day weekend. We will take this break. We will be right back after this. And a reminder, we are here on Monday afternoon on Memorial Day in the North Dakota Corn Council studio, right here on Farm Talk.